Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Zayin. As we continue here in Perek Shnei Se'irei, getting towards the end of this this Perek, in the Perek number 6 in Yuma, and we are on Samach Vav Amid Beis, talking about the Ish Iti, and talking about Rabbi Eliezer, who never ever answered or said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and that's why all these questions were asked to him, and he gave very unclear and evasive answers, according to Rashi and according to the other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rishonim. He gave certain answers beremez, but either way, he didn't want to answer straight because he didn't hear it from his Rebbe. Just two ha'aris before we pick up where we left off. The last couple of skinny lines. Number one is the vidui that we mentioned in yesterday's daf. On Samach Vav Amud Aleph, which is the Vida that we see on Yom Kippur, starts off with the word Anna. Anna Hashem, v'chulu v'chulu. So we mentioned a couple of weeks ago also the significance of Anna. We mentioned from Rabbi Yashiv that is a crucial word that one has to start with, any type of Vidui, just to add in Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Kisisa, in the context of the Egel, where Moshe Rabbeinu starts off and says, Anna Chata Ha'amazeh. Anna, that's the word in Perak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Mikan Hoya Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Maskir Lashon Anna. This is where the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur gets it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Umi Moshe Yikach Tachsis HaLashon Lomar Anna Hashem Chatasi. Right, that's where we get it from, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. V'cher Darshu B'Maseches Yuma, and that's what we use. We had earlier on Daf Lamed Vav, Nemra Kapara B'Chorev, Ulay Achapra, V'Nemra Kapara B'Yom HaKippurim. We have a comparison between Yom Kippur and when it comes to the Cheta Egel. The word Ana is the key to start with. And then he says, Vida ki derech ha-mispalalim ba'ana lahaskir Hashem. Usually the word Ana, which is a lashon of beseeching, a lashon of please, right, Ana Hashem. Ana, please Hashem. Or Ana is also related to Anochi, but it's I, please, I beg of you. That's Ana. Usually it's followed by Hashem Hashem, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Ke'inyan, Ana Hashem Oshiana. V'chein Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Ana Hashem V'chulu. V'chein B'Shimshon, Hashem Elokim, Zachreini Na V'chazkeini Na Achapam. Right, that's what he says. He always mentions Shem Hashem. U'mashalo Hizkir Moshe Kain. I wonder about Moshe Rabbeinu by the source. Doesn't say Shem Hashem. Ana Chata Ha'am Hazeh. Does not mention Shem Hashem. Unlike the application with our vidui. U'mashalo Hizkir Moshe Kain. Efshar Lomar Shenisbayesh. Mehazkir Hashem HaMiyuchad. He was embarrassed to say Shem Hashem in this context. Shebo Nitna Torah. Shekiva Sheyisrael Chatu Bo U'bo Kenegan Torah. Dafka in the Cheta Egel, where they were bogeyed, they rebelled, and they were kofir in Shem Hashem, he can't mention Shem Hashem right now. So he's first asking them for tshuva, to wipe away, Hashem, please forgive them, but he couldn't say it. V'yavol bishalo his kiro, ramzo b'milas ana, shu lashon bakasha. He used lashon ana, which is usually followed by Shem Hashem, but he didn't say Shem Hashem because he wanted to keep it in a way that he thought was appropriate to daven for us. That's Rabbeinu Bachai, Ana Chata Ha'amazeh, the source for the word Ana when it comes to a vidui. The other issue to mention, which is a fascinating issue, which we have to do more research on. We started talking about it yesterday, we'll mention more right now, and maybe in the next couple of days we'll mention more. And that is the Ish Iti, who is on our minds right now, which the Gemara says, what does Iti mean? Mizuman, he's prepared. Iti, it's today, even on Shabbos, even Betumah, this is Iti. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but there's a Medrash. I'll read you today the Chizkuni that I mentioned outside yesterday. Says the Chizkuni, Ish Iti, Nimsa, this is on Achremos, Nimsa b'Medrash Iti, Shehigia Zmano Lamus, Toch Osashana. Iti, his time. His time has come this year. That's who was chosen. Shaharei hanoseya sasair eino over shnaso. The one who does this avoda does not complete his year. Lakach hayuborin ish shehigias manu lamus toch osashana. They chose somebody who was going to die that year. The chachma, how they know? Right, how they know? Adds on the Chizkuni one more line. The chachmas hamazalos haysakala be'enehem. They knew the Chachmas HaMazalos. They could look into the stars. They knew the constellations. That's it. That's the end of the Chizkuni. Doesn't explain, though, so how is the guy convinced to do it? Okay, so when the group of Kohanim, the Bezer Shal Kohanim came over and said, you're our man this year. You're like, uh-oh, right? I don't want to do it this year. What are you asking me for? Are you telling me I'm going to die this year? The process is not explained here in the Chizkuni. How they convinced him, was he, oh, I'm doing it on Moser Nefesh because Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, I want to bring Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Or do we say that maybe Bischus I do this, I'm not going to? But it's a lot left unclear. If you look in the, they have, besides the regular Chizkuni in the, most Mikros Gadolos, there's a two-volume Chizkuni that I have, and in the back it has Miluim. So on the on this line, he has a couple of sources. He relates to the Marsha on yesterday's daf, and other Svarim, the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Lo Shah Yu Sholchem Al Yidei Meishi Yeh, Kidei Shalo Yamus. V'lakacha Yiborim Lam Ishi Giyaz Mano Lamus Oso Shana. How do you know? He says, Imkein Haylo L'Sarei V'lamayin B'Shlichu Zu. L'chor, people should have refused to do it. Because Lulation Yeshliach Ain Misaso Vadas Kolkach says only a person is only gonna vadai die if they do it. If not, maybe there'll be a way out. So it's not 100% clear exactly. We'll try to do a little more research in terms of how this Ish Iti was chosen, and was he gung ho when he was chosen, and how exactly they used the Chachmas HaKochavim in order to, or the way that he called Chachmas HaMazalos, the way that he calls it, to be able to get the Ish Iti. Okay, we'll talk about it, B'ezras Hashem, a little bit more. Ein Mazal Yisrael, but that's in general. Ein Mazal Yisrael is in general on to the Rabbin, to the Tzibra level. But to each person, there is Mazalos. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about. The statements of Rabbi Eliezer that he did not give answers to. The last one we did, we had mentioned the comment of the Ben Yehoyada, where the question that was asked, a woman asked Rabbi Eliezer, since the Chet HaEgel, everyone was involved, you know, so why is it that they didn't get all the same Misa? Rashi mentions, right, though, based on the Psukim, right, some of the people involved in the punishment got Saif, some of them got Magefa, a plague, and some of them got Hadroken, which is another type of Misa. So, the Gemara answered, Rabbi Eliezer answered, a woman's Chachma is in sewing, is in knitting. And we mentioned the Ben Yehoyada, that's not an insult. That's just saying that you have to understand that even though a lot of times threads look the same, but each thread is a little different, a little thinner, a little thicker, a little shorter. So too, when it comes to the sin. V'cheinu Omer, we said about five lines up from the bottom, from the, where the lines get wide. V'chal isha chachma slev biyadeha tavu. Like we said by the Mishkan, they use their chachma to sew, to make the arios. Remember that pasuk of the Gemara in Shabbos, Darshins, that what was so b'chachma, what was so smart, they were able to sew the arios while the wool was still on the backs of the sheep. That was the amazing chachma that they used, and you mentioned years ago, the Svarno on this pasuk says that, so what was the great chachma about that? Why was that so much so great? So they sewed it on. So is that like a mila? Does anybody do that today? Says the Svarno, because before you cut it off, it's still in its pristine natural state. So that's why it's more, gives more zihur, more shine, and that's why it was better to do it that way in those days, and that was the great chachma. Okay, Itmar, fifth to last skinny line. Rav Halevi, Chad Amar, Zivech, Vekita, Besayef. One of them says, the ones who sacrificed and burned to the Egel, they got Saif. Gibef and Nishek, the ones who hugged and kissed and showed affection, but didn't do one of the actual Dalet Avodos. We know when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's a special punishment for the Dalet Avodos. For, as the Dalet Avodos that we use in our Avodas Pnim, those Avodos that are used Bachut, also Haktara. Not just the Dalet Avodos of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, but also Haktara. Just like there's an Isser of Shechute Chutz, there's an Isser of Ha'ala'as Chutz, Haktara's Chutz. So any of those have a special category and status. So if somebody does any of those, they get Saif. Gibei v'nishek, if they showed affection, B'misa, they got the plague. Samach bilvavo, if they were just happy about it, but they didn't actually act, Badroken, so then they got this other type of Misa. The Chadam are a different category, a different way of splitting it up. Edom Hasra b'Saif, with Edom and Hasra. Edom below Hasra b'Misa, so they got the plague. Lo Edom, below Hasra b'Adroken. So you see each one of them did something a little different, and that is why they each received a different punishment. Remember, we mentioned the Egel at least one time earlier in this Masechta, about 2 weeks ago. We mentioned when we discussed the sin of Nadav and Avihu. If you remember back on Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara said, what did Nadav and Avihu do wrong? The Gemara says they brought an Eish, the Pasuk says, and the Gemara explains that they brought an Eish Zara, and we spoke about all the different Pshatim, Tosfos there on Nun Gimel Amaral, of course, three or four Pshatim, Horu Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbah, and they complained when Moshe and Aaron are going to die already. So you mentioned then the thought of the Beis HaLevi and the Netziv, that the same Avera that they did is what the root Avera of Am Yisrael were. Was it Avodah Zarah? Was it not Avodah Zarah? That's the Machlokas we showed him, Rashi, the Ramban, and others, in Parshas Kisisa. But at root, says the Beis HaLevi, the problem with the Ega was that even though many of them were Kavanas L'Shem Shemayim, they wanted to get close to Hashem, but they were trying to create their own media and create their own intermediaries, their own way of getting close to Hashem. And that Gufa is Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter if I show affection, they will be Megafif U'Menashek, the Egel, and they were using it as an intermediary, just like they showed affection for Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Beis HaLevi there in Parshas Kisisa, that was their chet. And that is called an Eish Zara. If we try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using, substituting, not using what Chazal say and what the Torah says. If we do what the Torah says and what Chazal say and then want to add on extra things besides that, that follow, that are in the Ruach HaTorah, that's fine. But if I want to substitute and make up my own ways, so then that's the problem, and that is Avodah Zarah, and that's what he mentions. That's why the Mishkan, according to various midrashim, was a tikkun for the Egel, because the Mishkan was exact. Every detail, down to the last nail and bolt, was Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Exactly following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command in how to get close to him, capital H. But that was the root chait of Avodah Zarah, of the chait Egel, according to a number of mafarshim. Okay.
In order of
Chumash? I don't think so. Each Misa is it's Mida Kenegan Mida, exactly what was planned. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shifto Shalevi Lo Avad Avodas Kochavim, the first wide line. Shevet Levi never worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shneamar Vayamod Moshe B'Shar Machaneh V'Chulu, and we know the continuation of the Pasuk. V'Yemar Mila Shem Elai V'Yasu Elav Kol B'nei Levi. All B'nai Levi came, so we darshan, and we know it's called All B'nai Levi. Nobody violated. Yosef Ravina v'kama l'shmaitza, Esvei B'nai Rav Papa Bar Abba, l'Ravina, ha'omer la'aviv uli imo lo re'isiv. The Pasuk says in Zosaf Racha, Moshe Rabbeinu praises Shevet Levi that they didn't even show favoritism to their parents. When, and Rashi quotes there, that they didn't care who worshipped the Egel, right? They fulfilled the mitzvah of, you have to get rid of these people. Even their family. So you see, their family did worship. You see some Levium did worship the Egel. So the Gemara answers, no. You could have relationships that were from a different Shevet. Aviv, what does that mean? Avi imo mi Yisrael. It means his maternal grandfather, who was not from Shevet Levi. Or Achiv, Achiv me imo mi Yisrael. Right, his half-brother. Right, he shares a brother from his mother, not from his father. So again, you can have relationships that were not from the Shem Shevet. Banav, Bnei Bitam Yisrael, right, his grandchildren, his daughter's son. Also, who, maybe his daughter married somebody from another Shevet, and therefore, they are not Levium. The Rambam quotes this line. The Rambam quotes this line in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, when he discusses, as we know, the history of Avodah Zarah, the one of a few places only in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam discusses history. So they're talking about the history of Avodah Zarah, and it started in the Dar of Enosh, and Avram Avinu, and his creation of the spiritual parade, spreading monotheism. So all the way at the end of that Perek Aleph and Avodah Zarah, he discusses what happened after the Avos. We have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then Bnei Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. V'haya hadavar holechu miskaber b'bnei Yaakov, Ubinilvim Alehem Benasis Baolam Uma Shi Yodas as Hashem. This is right before they created a nation. Ad Sha'arku Hayamim Li Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. Until the days got lengthened. V'chazru L'Lmod Maaseyem V'Lavad Avodah Zarah Kamosan. The pendulum started swinging back. After all the Avodah Zarah, and they got rid of it, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they purified, and they started becoming a nation. But in Mitzrayim, they started going back. Chutz Mishevet Levi, Sha'amad b'mitzvas avos. Except for Shevet Levi, who stood following their forefathers' ways, Ume olam lo avid Shevet Levi avodah zarah. There's the line. That's the line from our Gemara. The Rambam quotes it. They never did avodah zarah. V'kim'at kat haya, but relating to everybody else in Am Yisrael, it was close, v'ha'ikar sheshatal Avram nekar. It was at almost another moment. As we know, the whole history would have been different because we would not have been recognizable anymore as Zera Avram Avinu. And Me'avas Hashem Osanu Umishamro Es Hashvu Al Avram Avinu Asa Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shel Kol Hanavim Rabban Shel. Interesting how he calls it. Asa Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shel Kol Yis Hanavim V'Shalcho. He's our Rebbe and the master of all Nevi'im, and he sent them out. Kibosh Nistaba Moshe Rabbeinu, Bachar Hashem B'Yisrael, and once that occurred, Hechtiran B'Mitzvos, he crowned us, beautiful word, he crowned us with mitzvos, V'Hodi'am Derech Avodoso, he showed us the Derech of his Avoda, Uma Yehem Mishpat Avodazara V'Chol HaTorah Machareha, and what to do with Ovdei Avodazara. That is the Rambam at the end of the first parak of Hilchos Avodazara, where he discusses this line of Shevet Levi never having sinned. Vayter. Says the Gemara, V'kevesh asu lo v'chulu, the two dots. So they built a ramp from the Beis HaMikdash all the way out because people wanted to get rid of this ish iti as quickly as possible. Amar Bar Chana, lo bavliim hayu, ela alexandriim hayu. Really, they weren't Babylonians. They were from Alexandria. From Alexandria, Umitosha Sonin, it's a Babylonian, but because they hated the Babylonians, Hayu Koronos on Oshmam. That's like a derogatory name, you Babylonian, because they hated the Babylonians. So that's why they called these Baale Alexandria, they called them Babylonians. Also, Tanya Byuda, Omelo, Babylon Hayu, Alexandria Hayu, Omelo Rabiosi. Rabiosi says, Tanuach Daitacha. Thank you very much. Shahinachta Daiti, right? You made me feel good. Why? Because his family was from Babel, and he was getting upset that it was really Babylonians. Like, okay, you're just using my name, but you're not really making fun of my people. It's Alexandria's. It is unusual. I saw in one of the Maoris Hadaf pages, they discussed that there is certain historical evidence that there were certain Babylonian populations in Alexandria. Maybe that's what it's not Stam Babylonians that they hated them. Maybe it means they hated the Babylonians there, not Stam Babel. What, the Bnei Eretz? There are some Gemaras elsewhere, Masechah Shabbos elsewhere, about the conflicts and the feelings between the Anshei Babel and the Anshei Eretz Yisrael. But to say that they would use it as an insult, it's a little more extreme. So he says possibly that there was a Babylonian population in Alexandria, which was a metropolis, or there was a city called Babel, not just a country called Babel. And maybe he's talking about that city specifically and not the whole general country. But either way, this is Gemara, says don't take the Lashon of Bavliim literally. There is one other time in Shas where this is also said, and that's the Mishnah Maseches Menachos. What else has to do with us a little bit? When Yom Kippur would fall out right next to Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Menachos, Anaf Tzadi Tes Amebeis, Chal Yom HaKippurim Lios B'Shabbos. Right, what do you do? What is it doing in Menachos? That's all about splitting up the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Apanim, all the Karbanos Mincha. So when Yom Kippur would fall out on Shabbos, Chalos Mischalkos L'Erev. They used to split up the Chalos that night. They didn't give out the Lechem Apanim on Yom Kippur. You couldn't eat it that day. So you split it up that night. Chalios B'Erev Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos? So what would you do? Se'ir Shel Yom HaKippurim Ne'achal L'Erev. The Seir of Yom Kippur would be eaten la'erev, not the Ola, obviously, but the Chatos, ne'achal la'erev, v'habavliim ochlim oso kishuhu chai. Remember, it was Shabbos, you couldn't cook it. It was Friday's Yom Kippur's karban, and it was Shabbos, you couldn't cook it. So the bavliim ochlim osan kishuhu chai, mipnei shadaitan yafeh. Right? They would eat it raw, because Dait and Yafa, they were used to eating raw animals. Obviously, we're not talking about the Seir, just to clarify, we're not talking about the Seir Lashem, right? That was burned outside the base of Mikdash. We're talking about the Karbanos Musaf, right? Says Rashi right there, Haseir shel Musaf shehu chatas, v'hu haseir anasa bachutz, v'necha lakonim, necha la'erev b'leil shabbosos, ava vishin yichon levashlo b'shabbos, the Bavliim, akonim, ochlin oso chai, obviously it has to be konim, because we're talking about kashi kachim. So they used to eat it raw when it fell out on Erev Shabbos. So there too, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf in Menachos, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo Bavli Amayu, El Alexandria Amayu." When we talk Shasonim, because they had a certain enmity towards the Bavliim, that's what they used to. That's what they used to call. Tosas there seems to say it literally, even though we want to say, "Oh, it doesn't really mean it." Tosas there in Menachos Daf Kuf. Why were they upset? Lefi Shalo Alu B'Yemei Ezra. They didn't come up during Vayesheni. They didn't come up. And that's why they were upset about all the people that didn't didn't fulfill, you know, Aliyah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Umashem Eskirin Oso L'Gnai Al Shochlem Es Hasirim Chayim Avagab De Mitzvah Ka'avdi. Aye, so it sounds like it's a negative here that they used to eat. They were eating Achilos Kachim. What were they so upset about? Lefishi Her Gilu Atzmam Kamochin La'ochlem Chayim Af Bechol Hashanim De Mechzi Karav Tanusa. Hey, it looks like you don't really have such derech eretz if you're just like digging in when the animal, if you're used to digging in when the animal's raw. If you do it once every 5 years when Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday, and that's the only time, and it's clear that you're doing that L'shem Shemayim, just to Ikachim, okay. But, says Tosfos there, Menachas Daf Kuf, they always did it. They always did it. They acted in a certain way, and that's why it was used as a negative. Vaito, last line, Tol Vitzei, Tana. Ma, this is what they used to say. Ma shoyit tzipira hadein. Why is there a delay with this goat? Chovi daras agiyin. The sins of the generation are heavy. Meaning, quickly, take it outside, please, so that we don't have to suffer with these sins. Period. Says the Mishnah, Vayter, next part of the avoda. So we're sending him out. He's not going alone. Miyakirei Yerushalayim hayumalav enosan. The mechubad, right? The nobles, Miyakirei Yerushalayim. They used to be malav the ishiti. Why? That's what one of the Bali Musar say. They gave up. They could have just stayed in the Beis Hamikdash or in their shuls and davened. No, they went with this ishiti in the heat of the midbar on Yom Kippur when they're fasting, and they went because they didn't want him to be alone. They didn't want him to have sveikos and make sure that he's doing the right thing, but they gave up. They were moser nefesh from their own Yom Kippur in order to be milaveh him. Ad sukkah rishona, until they came, the first group went to the first sukkah. As we'll see, there were huts set up along the way in order for him to have a couple of breaks. Ezer sukkahs of Yerushalayim v'atzuk, there were 10 sukkahs set up from Yerushalayim all the way to Tzuk, Tishim all the way. How long was that? Tishim ris. 90 ris, shiva umechza l'chol mil, when 7.5 ris equals a mil. So altogether it was 12 mil. 12 mil, that was the limit. The Rishash here says, relating to something we discussed yesterday, the Rishash here says, why dafka did they pick a place that was 12 mil, exactly, from the base of Migdash? So you could say, oh, that's where they found a good cliff. Okay, there's probably a number of good cliffs to find in that area, which a number of us archaeologists and scholars think that they know exactly where the cliff is. Because it's a specific cliff that doesn't go straight down. It's a cliff which is jagged on the way down, as we're about to see, that the mashmaz is. And the halacha is that as it goes down, it doesn't just go down straight, boom, and hit the bottom. No, it's a jagged and not exactly level, and it has to be exactly this distance from Har Abayis. But the Rishash says, why dafka was it 12 mil? They might have been able to find another cliff. Well, remember, we discussed yesterday, the Rambam and the Rif and others say that even though Alpayim Amma is Durabanan, Tchumin Durabanan, but Yud Beis Mil is Da'oraisa. So maybe this is a remedy. They dafka did that amount and no more. Up to Yud Beis Mil, because that is the limit, that is the Da'oraisa maximum for Tchumin. Remember, the Ramban yesterday spoke at length in terms of all Tchumin being Durabanan. But it's 90 ris, which equals 12 mil. I'll call sukkah v'sukkah, and by every sukkah, omrinlo, the people, there were people stationed at every sukkah. So they say to him, hari mazon v'hari mayim, here's some food and water. They offered it to him. They offered it to him if he wanted to eat. The Rambam says beferish, against some other Rishonim, who say, obviously, they gave him food to eat if it was going to die. The Rambam says beferish, that even if it wasn't sakanas nefashas, that wouldn't be a chiddush. If something's sakanas nefashas, then obviously you're allowed to eat. The Rambam says beferish that even if it wasn't pikuach nefesh, but he was just exhausted and he was hot and he was tired and he was hungry, even then he was allowed to eat. And the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos pick up on that and they say, that's amazing. It's amazing. He's allowed to eat even though he's not going to die. Right? There's an Isser Kares for eating on Yom Kippur. Isser Kare says it to Tiferes Yisrael. He quotes the Rambam. B'nechlash mutter lechol. Says, amai. First of all, what Mati asked yesterday, and that is, the shiluach is not ma'akev as we had 2 days ago. Right? Once, as we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, once he goes out, you can already start the next avodas. You can already consider it as nasas misvaso. So says the Tiferes Yisrael. V'yamai hari shiluach achar shenizrak adam eino ma'akev. How are you allowed to do this? He says it must be that this is part of the Gzeiras HaKasuf. It's not just regular asi dochalos asay. Part of the heter of the avoda of sending out the ish iti means the Torah is marbe that he's allowed to eat if he's totally uncomfortable, even if it's not pikuach nefesh. Just like we mentioned, what we have yesterday, that if he becomes tame, he could go into the azar and get the goat, get the seal azazo. Why don't you just get somebody else? Get somebody else who's supposed to die that year. Right? So why do you have to use this man? So he's tame. The answer is it's mutter. Right? It's mutter. This is part of the halacha, part of the gzeras hakasav, that this is the avoda that is allowed. Imkein achanami, iti bitzarech lechol de mutter. A tummy going into the base of Mikdash is karis. Eating on Yom Kippur is karis. Both. Either way, that is allowed. Rav Soloveitchik also develops this idea, and then we'll continue, in Avodas Yom Kippurim, and he says, Heter Lechora, it's based on this Rambam, Heter Zeh Hu Kemo Heter Hakrava. Just like you're allowed to do the hakrava of the karbonos panim, afal pi, even though we know the hakrava has many malachas related to it, right? There's shchita and there's burning, a lot of malachas, fire. So too, you're allowed to eat. Mikan suggests Rav Soloveitchik, mikan nira sheyesh hakbala ben iser malacha biyom kippurim lebein iser achila v'shesia. There's no separate source for this. It must be that it's the same root issue. Why is the ish iti allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, while he's doing the avoda, because hakrava is mutter. It's the same source. Meaning, the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur is matir hakrava and matir achila in the context of hakrava. The isser flows from the same source, the isser of achila and shi on Yom Kippur, and the isser of, and the mitzvah of hakrava on Yom Kippur. It's all one source. And he says that's the feeling that you get from the Rambam, even though other Rishonim, he says you get a different feeling. Which other Rishonim? Just to quote one, he says, Rav Elazar HaKalir. He says, if you look at one of the Piyutim, this is the Galus of Rav Soloveitchik, quoting Piyutim as Rayas to Machlokas Rishonim. So if you look into one of the Piyutim that we see on Yom Kippur morning, we actually had the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha last year, started with this thought. There are three names that Rav Elazar HaKalir gives to Yom Kippur, each name reflecting a different aspect of its Kedusha or a different Kedusha. Tzom HaKippurim, Shabbos Shabbason, Tzom HaAsar. Each of those three different elements, and he suggests that Rav Elazar HaKalir is saying that each one, Machlokas, whether Rav Elazar HaKalir was a Tana or a Rishon, different days and Tosfos elsewhere, but assuming he's a Rishon, which is what Rove assumed, maybe that's a different emphasis than the Rambam, because he has different Kedushos Hayoms, while the Rambam might have it all flowing from the same source. Okay. Let's continue. Says the
Ishiti is like a ghost.
So it's, I don't think he's a ghost. He's a ghost. He means he's about to die, right? Iti, he could die in 10 months. If somebody's going to die in 10 months, then he's not a ghost. It's only if he's a mamish, has started the death process. That's ghost. Viter says the Gemara. So umalavino somi sukkah l'sukkah, and they walk in from sukkah to sukkah. They accompany him chutz me achron shabahem she'ena magiyu shol imol etzuk. Except for the last one. The last one, they don't go with him. Some say maybe some of the Tanaim, based on the distance, it's further out. Ela omein meirachal v'ras ma'isav, but they stand from a distance and they watch. They have to watch. So some achronim say because it's like amidas bailam on the carbon. They have to watch from a distance, make sure he does what he's supposed to do, and then that avoda is over. Mahaya osa, what does he do? Cholik lashon shel zahoris, he splits the lashon, the ribbon of Zahoris. Some Rishonim say this is the same one that he tied on in the Azara earlier when he didn't want to confuse them. Some say it was a new one. Kasher besel, chetzi kasher besel, v'chetzi kasher bein shnei karnov. Half it he ties on the rock on the top of the cliff, and half it he ties between the horns of the seir. V'dachmu la'achorav, and he pushes it backwards. V'hu miskalgel v'yored, and it goes down. V'lo hayamagil achatzi ahar, acha nase evarim evarim. That's what we alluded to before. And it doesn't even get halfway down until it's already split up, which means that there are jagged edges. It isn't just one cliff that goes all the way down. V'yashav lo tacha sukkah achrona acha techshach, and then he comes back and sits in the last sukkah until it gets dark. Means he's allowed to go back to the last sukkah, but he can't go back further until it gets dark. Period. Rav Elyashiv here, if you want to look in, his commentary here discusses all the malachas that are involved here. Are they? Is it also a chiddush that any malacha, like ripping the lashon shel zahoris? So that's korea. So is that also included? All of these malachas? Are you cutting it to a measured size? Is it machatech? Is it, do you tie it? Are you doing kosher? Is it a kesher shel kayama? Right, all of these malachas, are they, one can say, yeah, you're doing all these malachas, but it's mutter, just like everything else is mutter. He tries to say that each one of these is not really a daraisa. You're not really doing a kosher shel kayama, because usually when we do kosher, we're interested in the knot. Here, we just want it to stay on the seir. Right, it's not that we are doing a knot per se for the knot, and that's why it's not called kesher shel kayama, which is important relating that to regular Hilchos Shabbos. It's not really a koreya because you're not trying to create something positive. It's not metakein, it's mekalkel. You're just tearing. So he goes through each of these malachas, making sure that one would not be violating on the Da'araisa level. There is, though, a Malbim, one other Malbim to mention, and then we'll finish the Mishnah. The Malbim notes that in the Torah Shebichsav, it does not say what to do here. What the Kohen Gadol just did, what the Kohen did, the Ish Iti, does not say. It just says that he takes it out to the cliff. That's all it says. V'shilach oto hamidbara. That's all it says in the Torah Shebichsav. It does not say what he does. Says the Malbim there in Achremos, he says this relates to what it says earlier in the context. Ya'amad chai lifnei Hashem. It stands up chai lifnei Hashem. So you know it's standing up there. Ya'amad chai. It's standing there. What's the ya'amad chai? That's where Chazal get it from. Here he's standing chai. It must be that when you take it out to the desert, it's not going to be chai for too long. Says that's the remez where Chazal got it from. Pirush Chazal b'Beisha Torah lo iskira rak sheyishaleches asir b'amidbar. And the Chazal say dochmo mirosh ahar v'cholu v'yaefsher shelo yamus. As we'll see, it could be that it might not die on the way down. Waki asair midaleg alahar mikhabes alakvaos. Says maybe it'll the derech of the seir is to jump around. It says rakha inyan haya b'neis. He says it was an ace. It was an ace, Kamosha Dirgam O Targum Yonasan, the Yadchine Zikam in Kadam Hashem Biyamos. Really a miraculous wind helped the Kohen. He says, maybe the Seir would be so, it's only one person here. Maybe he'd jump around, maybe he'd be wild. Kodesh Baruch Hu also gave it a little push. He helped out. And he says, the Ein Derech HaKasav LaHaskir Maisa Nisim, V'Lachain Sasim Bimkomo. Not only because the Torah didn't want to say, Beferish, Dachko, backwards, but the Torah didn't want to say an activity which involved a nace also. Well, today's also, maybe to give the power of this one Ish-Iti who was fasting, who was tired, who was hungry, to push the seer didn't overpower him, he didn't just gallop somewhere else. So maybe, says the Malbim, that's another reason why it didn't say it explicitly. Okay, last line of the Mishnah, Me'emasai Matami Begadim. We know the Pasuk says that there's Tumas Begadim by the Ish-Iti on his way out. When is he Matami Begadim? Mishiyetze Chus L'Chomas Yerushalayim. Right when he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Mishas Tachiyasa Letzuk. Right, no, once he pushes him off the cliff. We're going to talk about Baz Shem Lamdis either later today or tomorrow. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas there between Rebbe Shimon and the Tanakhama? With three different opinions in the Tanoim about the distance. 10 sukkos and 12 mil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Teisha sukkos va'asara milin. 9 sukkos and 10 mil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chamesh sukkos va'asara milin hayu. It was only 5 sukkos and 10 mil. V'kulan al yidei Erev. They made an Erev Tchumin before Shabbos, so that all the people involved could go from one sukkah to the next sukkah. Right? You put it 2,000 amos out, and then you'd be able to go from one to the other. Amar of Yossi, Sachli Elazar Beni, Im Al Yedei Erev, Yacholni Lazar Zafilu Shnei Sukkahs Vassar Amilin. If you're using an Erev, I could use just 2 sukkahs. Because if you put an Erev all the way to one side for people in one sukkah, and all the way to the other side for the other sukkah, Rashi goes through the math here. You'll be able to have many less sukkahs, according to Rebbe Yossi. Kaman Azla Hadatanya. So who is the following Brisa like Chutz Me Achron Shebahem? They traveled. They accompanied him all the way until after the last sukkah. Shelo Higia Imo Latzuk. Ela Omin Mirachok Veroa Es HaMaisav. Kaman Rebbe Meir. That's like Rebbe Meir who hold 10 sukkahs and 12 mil, meaning you couldn't make an Erev for that last one, if you do the math. And that's why they let him go alone there. At every place they offered him water and bread. He never needed it. But just psychologically knowing that he can, right, it happens all the time. When a posek gets a question before Yom Kippur, before Tisha B'Av. If you need to, you can eat. Know that you can break your fast if you want to. Okay, so once somebody knows that, So then it's already easier. Because they know they can if they want to. That's here too. They offered it to him just in case. He used to split up the ribbon. Why don't you just take the whole thing off? What do you need a piece of it on the seer for? Tie the whole thing onto the rock. Kivan to mitzvah b'seir. No, the problem is, since the mitzvah is obviously to push the, continue the avodah with the seir by pushing it off the cliff, if you could call that avodah, dilma kadim umalbim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so excited in terms of showing our kapara that even when you'll tie it all to the rock, you'll be about to be sholech the seir, and then you'll stop because you'll see it already turned white. I'm not going to push it. Umitzvei daite. You'll have yishev adas and then you won't push it. So that's why, no, cut it. And you'll realize half it's got to go down and half it's got to stay here. V'niktere kule ben karnas. Why don't you just let it all stay on the seir? No, zimnin to gomish le lereshi v'lava daite. Maybe as he's going down, he'll like put his head down and you won't be able to see it. You won't be able to see it. So therefore, you do half and half. Taner Rabbanan. Barishona yukoshin lashon shel zahoriz al pesach ha'ula mibachutz. Beforehand, they used to tie, and again, machlokas, whether this is the same one referred to, or this was instead of the one that was used at the tzuk. So they used to tie the lashon of Zahoris at the door of the ulam. Mibachutz. Hil bin ayu smeichin lo bin ayat zevin. And all the kohanim used to watch it, right in the azara. Did it turn white? They were happy. If it didn't, umizbaishin. And they were upset, and they were embarrassed. His kinush yikoshin al pesach ulam mibifnim. So they moved it inside the ulam, so it's harder to see. The adayin ayimitzitzin verowin. But they still peeked in. Hil bin ayu smeichin lo bin ayat zevin. His kinush yikoshin also. So, okay, forget it. We're not doing it in the base of Mikdash where everybody could see. We're only doing it outside. Chetzio basel v'chetzio ben karnav. So, right? So that's why either this means they switched it or now that was the only one that was used out by the tzuk, so where only the ish iti could see it. Am Rabbi Nachman bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Lazar Akapar. Bar Yishon al Yikoshin, Lashon Shel Zahoris al Pesach Ulam Mibifnim. See, skip step stage one. They started Mibifnim. V'kivan sheigia seir la midbar, hayu malbin. Once he came to the midbar, then it used to be malbin inside by the Pesach Ulam. V'yadu shenasis mitzvaso. And they knew it was over. Where are all of these opinions coming from? Shenemar, based on the Pasuk in Yishayo, im yu chato'echem kashonim kashela galbinu. If your sins are as red as a red ribbon, I will whiten them as snow. So all those deos, again, it's not a chovas a chiv d'araisa, but they wanted to do this as part of the avoda. That's why they were able to switch it around and be a little flexible with it. Good. Boy, Magila Machzor Zahar. And as the Mishnah said, the seer didn't reach halfway down the cliff until it started breaking. Breaking up. The Mikdash David. Oh, let's just first read the Machlokas. Ibai Lahu. O Sane Vare Mahin Bahana. We alluded to this on Shabbos' daf. The Evarim, let's say somebody goes and finds an Evar of the Seir. Is it Mutter Bahana? Evarim of the Seir Lazazel. So it's Rabbi Shmuel, Gemara quotes a Machlokas, Chad Amar Mutter, Chad Amar Asurin. Mutter or Asur. We mentioned on Shabbos that nobody says that it's Mutter to eat. Right? It's Mashma clearly that it's only Machlokas is whether it's Mutter Bahana or not. Asur Ba'achila, which even though the Gemara said earlier, Techiyaso Latsuk Zuhi Shchitaso, is it Shchita? But still, not actually it's shchita. For some halachas, it's considered a shchita, like Oso v'Esbeno. Maybe for Tumas Nevela, maybe it's not Tameh, but it does not give it a heter achila, clearly, according to the Gemara. The only machlokas is heter, in terms of mutar bahana, or asur bahana. The Mikdash David here asks, but as we alluded to earlier, we mentioned a couple of dafim ago, the principle of na'asis mitzvaso. Once a mitzvah is fulfilled with an item from the Beis HaMikdash, it's no longer subject to me'ila, and it should be mutter. Remember, we had exceptions to the rule. Shumas HaDeshen, Bikdei Kahuna, Egla Rufa. But besides those exceptions, na'asis mitzvaso, so it should be mutter. So what's the whole discussion here? The whole, after the shiluach down, the whole cliff, if it runs away, it's not ma'akev. So why is it that he has to, there's a question here. So he says it must be because it's still an element, it brings kapara. So even though it's not ma'akev, and it's not, it is halachically, that's the na'asis mitzvaso, if you don't continue doing it, but it's called a kapara. Kapara ksivbe, just like egla rufa, and therefore, it is something that might retain its status, at least according to one of the opinions. The Dvar Avram here categorizes what exactly is the mitzvah considered. V'nir Ali says the Kavna Rav. on says in Chelik Beis Simen Ches, an important formulation. Iker haMitzvah beEmesh yitchafenu baOfan sheYamus al yidei dechifa. You should give it a push that naturally would cause it to die. But if it doesn't die, you've been fulfilled the mitzvah. You just have to give a, it's like ra'ui. As long as it had potential to die, that's all you have to do. V'lachei tzorech lahaloso latzuk gavoa gazur v'chato kihechi shiyase ivarim ivarim. Ela shalot tasuv ha-mitzvah rak ala maisa. Shu biyad ha-adam, tahayno ha-dachifa atzma. As long as you pushed him from a makom ha-roi lamus. Even if a low mace, let's say he just runs away after it goes down, somehow, miraculously, you will makayim the mitzvah. Similar, look what he compares it to the mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is, as the Torah says, lahakim shem achiv. Lahakim shem achiv. The first maisa bia, that's it, you fulfill the mitzvah. Aye, what if, become makom is kayimus mitzvah bevia lechud, v'imlonis abra, lo paga be'erva. But what do you mean? If you are makim shem achiv, right, through that bia, how is it mutter? Isn't it an isra of eshes ach? The answer is no. The mitzvah is a maisa that could ra'ui lahakim shem achiv. That's all you need. So to hear, it is a dechifa that is ra'ui lahakim, ra'ui lamus the seir, and even if it doesn't die, as we'll see, sometimes it might not have, it is still, you have been yotze your mitzvah. But either way, that's how you can talk about mutter or aser bahana. So, man da amar mutarin, the one who says mutter, why, dechsiv, bamidbar. It says you have to do this in the Midbar. And just like the Midbar, Rashi says, is a makom hefker, so too, this is hefker, and you're allowed to get benefit. Uman da'amar asurin dechsiv gzeira. Gzeira means, Rashi literally means uninhabited. Rashi says it means chomer v'isser. It's stringent and forbidden. So that word is alluding to the status of this animal. Uman da'amar asurin. So what does each one do with the other pasuk? Uman da'amar asurin hay midbar my avid lay. The one who says asur, what does he do with midbar, which sounds like it's hefker, it's mutter. Mibay lay look at the Tanya. The Braisa, ha midbara ba midbar. It uses three times that word. Larabos, nov, vigivon, shila, ubeis alamim. To include all of the other areas where the avoda was, this avoda was done. Novin Givon, where the Bama Gedola was, Shiloh, where the Mishkan was for 369 years, and of course in the Beis HaMikdash. You need a separate makar for each one. The Gevurah Sari explains that Novin Givon, they go together. It's only three psukim in four places. Novin Givon, both of those places did not have the status of Mishkan. The Aron wasn't there. So that's why that's one makar. Shiloh and Beis Olamim need different psukim, because again, Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Mishkan was called a bayis shel yiriyah. I mean, it didn't have a roof, it just had the curtains on top, and the Beis HaMikdash was the Beis HaMikdash. So as we mentioned earlier, I think twice already in the Masechta, sometimes you can have one makar to teach me this is done for anywhere where the avodah is done, and therefore you don't need a separate makar for each place of Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan v'chulu, and sometimes you need makar for each one, like here. And here you might say, because we're talking about something that was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe it would be different based on if the source was other places. It's an unbelievable hara. We mentioned earlier in the Masechta that the Mikdash David says that there was no avodas pnim, the zrikos and the seer, that was not done in Novin Givon. They didn't have an aron there. And not only did they have an aron, they didn't have a makam aron. It wasn't even like Bayesheni. There was nothing. There was just a mizbeach. So he says, mistama, they did not do avodas pnim. They didn't do the seer lashem. They didn't do the zrikos. But the Gemara says here, befeirish, that they did the seer lazazel by Novin Givon. So he says, yeah, I guess it's a chiddush, but you have to say that. They did the seer lazazel, but they didn't do the seer lashem in Novin Givon. That's what he said. He has to say because of his chiddush. The Ida, back to the Gemara, fifth line. So what is the other opinion? The one that says, mutter hai gzeira mai avidlei. Mibayla look at the Tanya. He learns the following items from the word gzeira. Gzeira, en gzeira ela chatucha. Gzeira means cut off, like a cliff. Dabar acher, en gzeira ela dabar hamiskazer vioreid. It's very choppy and goes down. Dabar acher gzeira shema tomar maisa tohu. Now we get to how we understand gzeira. You might think that this is something foolish and it's meaningless what you're doing. Tamalom, right? This whole avoda, what are you doing? Tamalomar ani Hashem. Ani Hashem gazartiv, I have decreed this. Ve'en lecha reshus lahare bohen, and you cannot be maharir. Right? Like we spoke about the Ramban in the Seir LaZazel. There are messages. And ultimately, even if we can't understand it, It's Gzeira Himil Fanav the Ein Rishus Laharer. If you look in the Me'iri in his Chibur HaTshuva, but I've recorded that before. He has a whole a very fat volume on Tshuva. If you look there on page 547, he discusses that the Seir LaZazel going far out, because that's a symbol of our chatoim. We're getting our chatoim far out. We don't want them, they want them pushed away from us. And he goes through the whole avoda, giving it some message. But he says, ultimately, if you don't like this, gzeirahi v'in lecha rishus laharer. Amar Rava, misavar kamad amar mutar, and it makes sense to say that it is mutar bahana'a. Delo amra torah shaleach letakala. Because if people are taking a hike, taking a tiyol, and they find these bones, these avarim, they're not going to know whether this is from the Seir LaZazel or not, so it's just going to lead to problems. So it makes sense that the Torah would say it is mutter bahana. Period. Tana Rabbanan. So we discussed the word gzeira. So let's talk about some of the other words. Azazel. What is azazel? Sheyehe az vikasha. It's a very strong, hard place. Yachol b'yishuv. You might think it's in a populated area. Tamalomer b'midbar. Uminayin shebitzuk. How do you know it's on a cliff? Tamalomer gzeira, as we said earlier. Tanya idach azazel kasha shebaharim. A very hard, rough mountain terrain. V'cheinu omer v'sele haaretz lakach. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, azazel shemechaper al maisa uza va'azael. What does that mean? It's mechaper on the mice of Uza and Azal. Rashi says these are the malachei chavala that went down in the times of Bereishis, the end of Parshas Bereishis, and they lived with the benos ha'adam. Basically, this is another way of saying Gili Arayas. It's mechaper on Gili Arayas. Ask the mafarshim, what do you mean? Gili Arayas, Mzakar, and all of Eris. So maybe you'll say, even Gili Arayas. Even Gili Arayas. Or the Rav Yashiv says, remember we read the Arayas on Minchan Yom Kippur. Right? So the Mefarshim discuss, why do we read the Arayas? Maybe it's a remez to our leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't leave Hashem, right? Throughout Tanakh, our doing Avodah Zarah, our leaving Hashem is compared to Arayas. So we daven to Hashem that He doesn't leave us, and we will try not to leave Him. Tana Rabbanan, ez mishpatai tasu, dvarim she'omali nechtevu, dinu she'yichtevu, mishpatim, obviously, as we define them, mitzvahs, that even if they wouldn't have been written, they would, could have been written, meaning what we call logical mitzvos. Ve'elohen, avodas kochavim. Interesting. Avodah Zarah is called a mishpat. It's not a deres hakasav, oh, you have to believe in Hashem. Open your eyes! The Rambam would say, and you saw the Atara Perak Beis, open your eyes, look at the world! But Zara, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most logical idea. Gili Arayas, also interesting. Gili Arayas is called a mishpat on the list. Shvichas damim v'gezel berchas Hashem. Eschu kosai tishmeru dvaram shasatan meshiv alehen. Right, the items that the satan is meshiv on. You see, I skipped. You see on the side that a star goes. Look in the Rambam in Shmona Prakim in his Hagdama to Pirkei Avos where he puts Gili Arayas in the chok category. Our Gemara here has it in the Mishpat category, but here he puts it in the Chok. So he said, Al Karchach, the Lav Haya Girsaso Kamasha Lefaneinu. It must be that he had a different Girsa. One also might say there's different Arayos. Some of the Arayos are Chok, some of the Arayos, when you get it to a very distant cousin, maybe you might say that's, you know, why uncle and niece and aunt and nephew? Why is one of them, the Gemara says, a good thing, and one of them is also the Arayos with Karis? Right, so there are some parts that are mishpat, some are chukim. Either way, the notes on the side where the Rambam puts it. So what are the ones that obviously are obviously chok? Ve'elohein achilas chazir, eating pig, levisha shatnis, chalitzas yavama, v'taras mitzora, v'seir mishtalayach. There it is on our list. V'shem atomar maisa tohem, and you might say, "Ay, it's foolish." Tamalomar ani Hashem. Ani Hashem chakaktiv ve'en lecha rishus laharech laharer bahen. I made the law. You do not have rishus to think about it, to be maharer and wonder about its efficacy. Vital, let's just finish up. So when does tumas begadim start? We know, right, when the ish iti goes out at some stage. So Tana Rabbanan, hamishaleach matami begadim, ina sholeach hasamishaleach matami begadim. Only the actual ish iti is matami begadim, his begadim become tame, and not those that send him, not those that accompany him from Yerushalayim. Yachol mishiyatza chutz l'chomas azara, you might think, right, when he leaves the walls of the azara, tabalomar hamishaleach. No, it's only once he's sent out. Ia mishaleach yachol hashiyagia latzuk, you might think only once he gets there, tamalomar veha mishaleach. No, as he's being sent. Hakeitzan mishiyatza chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Opinion number one, once he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi omer, azazel v'kibes. No, the word azazel appears right next to, and he washes his clothing. Hashiyagia latzuk. So, I mean, it's got to be in the place where you do azazel, meaning where it is called azazel. So, once you come to the cliff, Rabbi Shimon Omer, third opinion. Once you're mishaleach, once you put, do what you have to do. Zarka basat rosh umatame begadim. Only after you actually do the avoda, you push him off, that's when there's tumas begadim. So, Beis Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with a beautiful lumdus from Rav Soloveitchik. What's the nekudas hamachlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon? Okay, we'll stop here. Again, just, we haven't mentioned it in a couple of days, Beis Hashem. We ought to thank all of our OU DAF listenership in terms of those who have participated in our building campaign. Anybody wants to join in the mitzvah of building our Mikdash Ma'at to create a new home for the daf, feel free to go to nofeihashemesh.com or nofeihashemesh.org and join us.